Thank you for joining us for a special look into area businesses as we showcase their products and services offered to customers. It's Business of the Week, now on 97.7 The Bolt.
So it's Business of the Week. Thanks for coming back, Jim. Hopefully I haven't been too hard on you.
Oh, it's a wonderful experience. Truly.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you. I know that you had a bunch of deliveries yesterday. You had some shipments come in. I'm curious, what came in and what do our listeners need to know?
Well, yesterday, the stockroom was so full, we could hardly get through there. Right, Joyce? Yesterday, we got in our shipment. It was supposed to come Friday, but we got it in yesterday of Iowa State fabric. Lots of bolts of Iowa State fleece, cotton fabrics. Oh, we got some new fabrics that are just going to blow your mind. Come in and see it. Take a look at what we're doing to fabric. We had a lot of fun with freight yesterday. Warehouse shipment came in. Believe it or not, we even got most of our back to school in yesterday. If you take the shipments early, you have a better fill rate, and we get more product. Toward the end of the shipping time, a lot of the companies are out of stock, and you don't get as much. So we got a lot of that in, and of course, many items are regular stock, so they filled in the counters very nicely.
Wow, back to school already.
Back to school. And, of course, we got a big shipment sitting back there of parade candy.
I was just going to ask you about that. I mean, when it comes to parade candy, you're the go-to person. How many cases did you get?
150 cases.
A specific brand?
Fruities, they're called. Different mm-hmm. flavors. There's, I believe, 13 flavors this year. They come in a large bag. And it's the throw-out candy that people use in parades. And parades will start up shortly. We've already had a couple. People are coming in, buying ahead, picking out the flavors they want and stuff. The only problem with buying ahead, of course, everybody tells me, they start dipping into the bags and buying or eating the candy, and then they have to get more.
Yeah.
There's some nice flavors.
How about the box cards? I know that you have greeting cards for any occasion, whether it's anniversary, birthday, confirmation, first communion, you have them all, but you do a lot with boxed cards.
Box cards are an economical way for people to get. We have a dozen cards in a box, and they're only $6.99 for the whole box. And many people get those for churches. They have boxes at home. It's a common gift for people to give, like mom, dad, grandma. To have cards at home for, it seems like everyone needs sympathy cards and birthday and different categories. We carry every category that company makes.
My wife got a phone call from our neighbor talking about the garage sale season, and they're trying to coordinate a date for a neighborhood garage sale. Do you carry any type of accessories for that?
We carry all the supplies. We have the round labels. We have signs. We have yard signs. We have all kinds of stickers for garage sale. We pretty much can cover any need that you have for a garage sale.
You know, with the weather that we've been having, some areas have lost power. Do you carry any flashlights or like lanterns or anything like that?
Common item for during storms. It seems like after the storm, people come in and buy batteries. They finally figure out that the flashlight they had no good batteries for the last couple of years. So I always tell people, you need to stock up. And if a storm's coming, so now we have people actually come in and get batteries. But the big item are kerosene lanterns with the oil and the wicks and all the supplies. We carry the chimneys, everything you need. I am amazed at the number of people who want or call up. Do you carry lamp oil? You carry lamps themselves? We do. That's an item, you know, you can't find in the area.
Well, you are a variety store.
Right.
So you're going to have a variety of items. You try to cater to many of the requests that you get from customers. With Shopko closing, I know that one of the items you've picked up would be curtain rods.
Curtain rods, right.
Yeah.
We have done a fantastic business with curtain rods. Carry a lot of different styles and so we're having trouble getting the old roller shades, but curtain rods are a big category.
You have many things for kids.
That'd have to be sidewalk chalk. We got to be the sidewalk chalk capital of the Humboldt County.
Puzzles, you have models, matchbox cars. What other things do you have for kids?
Rockets are coming into season. We have areas around town and so forth. Eagle Ridge is big into rockets. They build them, they launch them, they have family outings. We have areas around here that you can launch the rockets at. Models, like you said, game department. Oh my, there's some really fantastic new games coming out. It surprises me. I get them in, I want to try them, boom, they're gone. They sell out fast. A lot of people are into board games.
Sheriff Dean Kruger wants me to ask you about puzzles.
Puzzles?
So they need more puzzles in the house. What puzzles do you have?
Oh my, Iowa State, Vikings, Cubs, there are a lot of the different teams. We have all kinds of puzzles for scenery, and we have puzzles clear up to 3,000 pieces.
That's the largest you have? That's is 3,000 pieces.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So and how big would that be? How far? What would the measurements be?
Oh, it's a standard size. It's about 2 foot by 3 foot.
So the pieces are smaller?
Smaller, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. That's when you start using a magnifying glass to put them together, I guess.
I'd end up with a headache.
I would go nuts with a 3,000 piece. But we have some 2,000. Most of the people get 1,000 piece. We start all the way from about a 12-piece puzzle, 25, 35, 60, 100, all kinds of different sizes. We establish a big category in kids' puzzles. I'd have to say a lot of senior citizens are into the 300-piece puzzle, which are the larger pieces, easier to pick up and put together. But there's some gorgeous pictures out there.
How about flashcards for kids? Flashcards and educational books. Do you carry those?
Yes. When COVID was on, a lot of people were trying to teach their kids at home since they had problems with school and so forth. So we got into a lot of educational books, flashcards. We have math ones. We have science ones. We have phonics. I'd have to say addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, and phonics are the number one sellers.
A little bit of everything. What baking supplies do you carry or accessories?
Okay. Right when you walk into the department, the first end is all the sprinkles, and we carry all the colorings, the flavorings. We carry cake boards, different cake pans, all kinds of accessories for cake decorating, cookie decorating, a lot of muffin pans, muffin liners, different colors, different shapes, big selection.
Best thing you can do is go downtown Humboldt. Check out V&S Variety Store. You will see one or the other or both working. Jim Crabtree, Joyce Crabtree. You've owned it now for 38 years here in Humboldt.
Yes.
And you have an extensive retail background as well. Didn't you work for, Ben Franklin?
Well, I started when I was 11 years old working at a Scott store in Spencer, Iowa. Here we are in Humboldt.
Glad to have you. Glad you are here, Jim.
There is one correction I need to make.
Yes.
We're both there, but Joyce is the one working. Is that good, honey?
I got nothing. You know, there is truth to that because Jim is always, how should I say, engaging customers in conversation.
Yes. Yes.
Jim Crabtree, Joyce Crabtree, they are our featured business of the week here on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt. We have one more day tomorrow here on The Bolt.